response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Welcome to Drive Time. It is Friday. Jason with you. Dan is here and Laura as well. The story making headlines around Minnesota and around the world is the federal government showing that it is in charge. And we talked extensively against the pardoning of a convicted sex offender here in Minnesota. When the governor did it, when the attorney general did it, when the then chief justice of the Supreme Court all voted to pardon a guy who was sexually assaulting, was raping a 10-year-old girl when he was 18. It's a disgusting crime. And to pardon someone for a crime like that, to me, it's unconscionable. At the same time, I am disgusted by the fact that our federal government is more interested in dunking on Tim Walz, in dunking on this Laotian refugee who arrived to the United States as a child, who had legal citizenship until he was convicted of this crime. And the dunk on this guy is disgusting. It's offensive. It's not about keeping you or me or our children more safe. It's about shoving it in the face of the libs and the soft on crime Democrats and Tim Walz. We have one of the most embarrassing excuses for a government. It's just not how we should be treating people. And I say that with the backdrop of saying I think the correct decision was made to deport this man. But you know it's not about that. 651-461-9226, or at the least, the dunk is giving people more of a thrill than doing the right thing, than achieving what I would be surprised if anyone with a straight face could say that Tu Lu Vang should still be here in Minnesota. 651-461-9226. I'd love to hear your reaction to this, because my reaction is sadness all the way around. Sadness that Tu Lu Vang got off with such a light sentence at the beginning. He served no time behind bars. It was just a long probationary period because the family apparently pressured the 10-year-old or the 12-year-old at the time of the prosecution, pressured her into not testifying. That was unjust. Sadness that our elected officials here in Minnesota thought that it made any sort of sense to pardon someone who served no time behind bars and pardon somebody who was convicted of being a sex offender. Stupid. Just stupid. And then the inevitable, like this was a play in three acts, right? You knew what the final act was going to be before the curtain dropped on, once again, the federal government using Minnesota as a prop in its morality play. It is just a prop. They don't care about this state. They don't care about any of the people. It is just a prop. Are you okay with that? Are you okay with that? Now, I do believe, and a texter is saying that I have it backwards, that Walz and Ellison tried to dunk on Trump, even if it meant sympathizing with the sex offender. I do think there's some fairness to that pushback, and we talked about that when we first talked about this story. Gosh, it's been a week now, I think. This last Thursday that we talked about it before the 4th of July weekend. That said, at the same hearing, there was another person who was here illegally, who was facing potential deportation, who did not get pardoned. So in this case, you can believe them or you cannot believe them, but the governor and the attorney general said that they put a lot of stock into the fact that the victim wrote a letter saying that she thought Tu Vang should not be deported, that he had served enough of a penalty and the shame of this over the years. I disagree with that decision, but I do think it at least throws into question the idea that this all was done just to stick it to Trump. I do think that instinct, we see that so much from our politicians, and we certainly see that here in the state. Let's go to Tim in St. Louis Park at 651-461-9226. Tim, I'm disappointed all the way around on this. I do think that Tu Lu Vang should have been deported, though. What do you think?
Oh, for sure. Well, he shouldn't have been pardoned in the first place.
Agreed. Agreed.
He should have been deported. And I'm just disgusted with the fight between Walz and Trump. Yeah. And you know, you've got this. What were Walz and Ellison thinking when they did this? Why did they do this? Is it just to get a highlight to poke Trump? Because that's what they're doing, and Trump has the power. So
yeah, it is. It's a fair question, and the governor was asked that, right? And you know, not that I would expect him to be honest and say, "Yeah, we're sticking it to the president." It sure felt like me that it was an intentional sort of, we're going to try to protect this guy from being deported because we don't like the way ICE did their business. But then at that same hearing, they didn't deport another guy who was in a similar scenario. So I don't know. Maybe they were. I mean, to me, they were not thinking, right? It is too. Right. I'm for the idea of pardoning. I don't think that a convicted child sex offender should ever be pardoned, though. To me, that's the type of crime that I think you can be forgiven. The victim can forgive you. We should have second chances, and we should have a chance to go and make a life. But I don't know that wiping that off your record, to me, is, I mean, it's something I'm not interested in, you know?
It's crazy, and I don't know. I mean, who's crazier, Walz or Trump? Well, Trump's crazy on a scale of about 9. Walz is pretty close to a 7.
Yeah. Tim, I think you and I are on the same page with that. Thank you. Tim in St. Louis Park. That's a good call. I mean, it is. This is something I've been talking about for a long time. It is an incredible frustration of mine that this battle of wills between our governor and our president is terrible for those of us who are in the state. Puts us in the crosshairs of a vindictive presidential administration. For what? For what? What's the benefit? What's the upside? What's the good part of this for America? Now, I do want to play what Marco Rubio had to say about this case, because this goes again to the fact that there is no real understanding about the actual case. It's a top level headline clickbait sort of view of this story. And I get it. I'm not saying that we need a lot of nuance in this when we're looking at this state. But listen to what Marco Rubio had to say.
Just weeks ago, a convicted sex offender and a foreign national was shielded from deportation by the governor of Minnesota. Laotian national Tu Lu Vang was convicted of repeatedly sexually abusing a 10-year-old girl in the state of Minnesota. He even tried to pay his victim for her silence, and he called his heinous crimes a minor thing. Just days before this foreign sex offender was scheduled to be deported, Tim Walz, the governor, issued him a pardon, setting him free to once again endanger the children of America. Well, this week I revoked his legal status in the United States, and as a result,
all right. So the calling him a criminal, what did he call him? A criminal alien. It's like the guy came here as a child. He had legal citizenship. His citizenship was revoked when he was convicted. I think he should have been deported. But again, the way this is being handled, the sort of gross photo, and if you're watching on our live stream on YouTube or on my X account or on the WCCO Radio Facebook, the photo of this guy like being taken away, child predator deported. It's about the headline. It's not about keeping you safe. It just isn't. Andrew on YouTube says all the world is a stage and some people are just props. Part of the rehabilitating process of convicted non-citizens should always be deportation, no matter the case. I agree with you, Andrew. I agree with you. Linda on Facebook, I'm very happy he's gone. Good riddance. Second chances should never happen with illegal aliens. I totally agree. But when they cloak this in the language of, you know, the safety of America's children, he'll never again. It gives this perception that like this guy was out there like looking for kids to sexually assault. When really what was happening was sort of a familiar kind of cultural, still criminal, gross. He deserves to be convicted. He should have spent time in the clink back when he was convicted for this. To me, the bottom line is the cruelty. When I look at what the purpose is of what the federal government is trying to do, it's the dunk and it's the cruelty. It's not the safety. Let's break. Text pouring in. Lots of calls too. 651-461-9226. Drive time back in just a minute.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Friday. Hope you're getting ready for a great weekend. It's going to be a hot one here in the Twin Cities. Just about 10 minutes, we're going to talk a little bit about what next after the city of St. Paul clears out homeless encampments. We talked a little bit about that yesterday after the Twins game, but we're going to talk to one of the shelters in St. Paul that's preparing for that coming up in just about 10 minutes. Right now, we're talking about the deportation of a Laotian national who has spent his entire life, essentially, in Minnesota. He was convicted of raping a 10-year-old. He was 18 at the time. This was in 2006, but it burst into the national headlines because he received a pardon for his crime by Minnesota's governor and the pardon board. And so it became a political hot potato. And today the federal government ended this morality play by broadcasting over and over this photo of Tu Lu Vang being deported from the United States, complete with Marco Rubio doing a statement saying that he will never endanger another American again. Just a distortion of the facts of what was going on here, but a result that I do think is the correct result, that he should have been deported. And in fact, he would have been deported 20 years ago, except for the fact that Laos wasn't taking any Laotian nationals. So there was nowhere to deport him to. Mike is in Minneapolis at 651-461-9226. Mike, what do you want to say?
I'm just really angry and frustrated with Walls and Ellison because they basically gave a gift to Trump to paint immigrants with this, you know, criminal element and the worst of the worst. So it's like all the year of trying to prove that ICE was wrong and that immigrants deserve a place. Instead, we've got this ridiculous story. So, you know, Trump is Trump, but Walls is tone deaf, and I can't believe he's this ignorant, but he is.
Mike, it's such a smart observation by you, because this is an incredible gift. The federal government doesn't care about this guy, doesn't care about his family, doesn't care about our community. This is just a great prop to use to say, look at these goof nuts in Minnesota. They are so desperate to protect people who are here illegally. They are pardoning somebody who sexually assaulted a 10-year-old. And while that is like not the nuanced understanding of what happened here, it's pretty close. It's close enough, right? Where you look at it and say, why did we do this? Why did we give this to them?
Indeed. And thank you for letting me voice my opinion.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. 651-461-9226. A texter asked, did I hear that the girl, the 10-year-old girl at the time, wanted him pardoned? And that is correct. She did. And that is what the governor and the attorney general said was the reason that they voted for the pardon. I believe them, because again, at that same pardon hearing, there was another person in a similar scenario that was not pardoned. And I also think the fact that the girl wanted him pardoned is essentially irrelevant. It's not up. We don't let victims decide sentences, and I don't think we should. I understand all the time the media asks people like, oh, what do you think? Like, and you have their opinion matters. But I don't know. I think it's not up to her. It's not up to her. And there should have been a little more political strategy in this. Texter 651-461-9226. Why did the Democrats die on these loser hills? MAGA and J.D. Vance couldn't ask for anything better. I agree. Are you for real? Texter says, you're whining about dunking. There is zero tolerance for pedophiles. Full stop. Thank God the Fed stepped in to right this wrong. What did the feds do to keep you safer, Texter? What did they do to right this wrong? And if, I mean, I agree with the outcome. I also think it's reasonable to take a look at what's going on here and be realistic. One, the state of Minnesota is serving up, just lobbing up softballs for the federal government to slam grand slams left and right and dunk on this state. That is a problem, I think. It's bad for Minnesota. Number two, the federal government doesn't give a rip about keeping us safe from people who are here illegally. They don't. What they care about is the dunk. They care about showing the picture, making Tim Walz look stupid, and making the Democrats look soft on crime. And they did it. You know, they did it.
Yeah, you can agree with the outcome of all of this and feel that the way that we got here is totally gross. Again, all the way around, right? I get what the distinction you're trying to make with Walls and Ellison, you know, and the Chief Justice saying that, you know, this one gets pardoned, but this other person who is also eligible for deportation doesn't get pardoned.
I just think that's like worth a little consideration. No,
it absolutely is. Absolutely is. My I don't want to say even pushback on that, but yeah. I think my further point on that is I really do wonder if this individual, even with the victim offering, you know, her forgiveness and wish that he not be deported, if he wasn't eligible for deportation, if we set that aside,
yep.
If she just wanted him pardoned for this crime and able to move on with his life, however she thinks he should be able to move on with his life, would that pardon still have come? Or was the deportation element what really put it over the
right.
top? And I sort of suspect it's the latter and not so much the former. So this was a gross attempt on the part of Minnesota leaders to try to stick it to the president, and then a gross way that the president's administration has reacted to it and done what they did. Even if, again, you can say, yeah, this guy should have been deported. That's the letter of the law.
Yeah.
We can just do that without all the political posturing, but actually we can't anymore in this country. Everything has to be political posturing.
I would have been less disgusted by what happened today if it wasn't for the picture. The picture is what set me off this morning when I saw it. And we've seen this time and time again from the federal government, right? They want the photos. This is why we saw ICE agents in Minneapolis holding cell phones, taking photos and taking video, not to protect themselves, but to have stuff to post. And so this photo of this guy being deported, to me, is that is what was over the top. Now, notice what we don't have a photo of. Oh, didn't ICE agents kill someone this week? Huh. And there's no, they didn't have body cameras or dash cameras or anything. Huh. Interesting what we have photos of, isn't it? Interesting. It is 3:31. We're going to take a break in a minute. What do we do after the city of St. Paul sweeps the first homeless camp that they're going to shut down in a couple of weeks now? I think it's good that the city of St. Paul is saying enough. Like, we got to get people out of this unsafe environment, out of just living on the street, living in these encampments. But where are we going to put people? Do we have enough beds? Are the people who are in this encampment willing to go into a shelter? We're going to talk with Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities, which has just expanded the number of beds they have. Are they ready? We'll find out in just a minute on Drive Time.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.